begin to discover what God has for you, and if you can begin to read the Bible, I had to read it. I began to discover things in there that were amazing of what God's plan and His love for my life. We sang it. Your love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. Wow, what a powerful thing. Thank you, worship leader, for that particular song. It's very impactful to our lives that His love never gives up. That's good news. His love never fails. He does not run out on us. Sometimes my dad was no longer there, but my Heavenly Father was there to meet me at that particular time. Well, my brother and I, one day, we were wrestling. My brother's 3 years older than I am. And when we were younger, it was easy to wrestle together. And so we were wrestling, and as we were wrestling, all of a sudden, a fist got thrown. And all of a sudden, I got mad, and he got mad. And out of my mouth came these words, "I'm gonna kill you." Woo! Scary, yeah? But all of a sudden, I felt this hand on my head, beating my head against the floor. It was my mom. Don't you ever say that. You know what? When we get angry, now I know nobody in this room beside myself has ever been angry. So I'm just talking to myself tonight. There's nobody else here that has that problem. I have had to struggle. Anybody else here ever had to struggle with anger besides myself? There's a few honest people here and a bunch of liars here. We all struggle with this subject. When I was in high school 200 years ago, they would stop class and put on the PA system when a rocket went into outer space. Now you don't even know how many rockets go out. That tells you it was 200 years ago. It really was. And we were conquering outer space. But I just want to talk to you tonight about conquering inner space. This is where the battle is going on inside of our lives. And we as individuals need to conquer inner space. We need to get the victories over the particular things. See, it started with a little wrestling match. And then all of a sudden it got heated, wrestling. Fists began to fly. And I went from a friendly wrestling match to those words that came out of my mouth. And words that when you get angry, you will say things and do things that you would never do at any other point in time in your life. Anybody honest enough to admit that? Out of my mouth, "I'm gonna kill you." Woo, scary words, right? Thank you. Actually, the third particular sin recorded in the Bible was the failure to resolve a conflict between two brothers. And the one brother, because he didn't resolve that conflict, it takes it from the point of relationship all the way down here to the extreme point where someone took another person's life. Wow, that's a scary thing. So that shows us to the extent that you and I, when we're pushed, when something transpires in our lives, we can actually go from point A to in a particular period of time. On and off. Are we okay? Sorry. I think it was you, Pastor Dane, that did all of that. Because you, I saw that. When Jesus was going to begin his ministry, and he was going to reach the earth, if it would have been me, I would have put maps on the wall and done a strategy session. But what Jesus did, he began to speak to the disciples' heart. He went for the inside. And that's exactly what he's doing in all of us. He's not just dealing with something outside of your life. Whatever, if you've got 52 tattoos and 100 earrings, that's not what he's after. He's after the issues that are inside of our lives. And the Bible says this, I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger or be liable. In other words, we're responsible when you and I get angry, we're responsible for the things that we will do. And sometimes we always say, you made me do this. No, nobody made you get angry. It's something that's inside of your own life. Now, someday, all of these young ladies here and these young men are going to fall in love. You know, some good-looking hunk and some good-looking babe, you're going to fall in love. And you'll never know how you can get so angry at another human being when you have challenges in your marriage. Yay, 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 yay. My wife, Auntie Nancy's not here tonight, so I can talk like I'm really bold. Yeah, is this recorded? Jesus said, you've heard said. But he said, I say to you, in other words, we generally deal with the fruit of the matter. If you're going to kill a tree, you don't go and pick the apples, correct? Or if you're going to kill a tree, you don't go for the papaya. You go straight to the root. And so what Jesus did when he began to instruct his disciples, his followers, he began to talk to them about root issues inside of our hearts. And that's what we want to talk a little bit about tonight. There are three R's of anger. First of all is rage. That's ventilated anger. Blow up. You know, you just explode. Most of us are not that particular way where we just blow up all the time. Some people are. And what that means, it boils up and all of a sudden, boom, there's an explosion. That's rage. The second type of anger is where most of us deal with, and that's resentment. It's buried or stuffed anger. We push it down. Is that correct, Coach? We push it down. We push it down. And then all of a sudden, something begins to boil underneath. We all deal with this kind of anger. Anybody honest enough to say, Uncle Sam, I have that particular challenge in my life? Anybody? No? Okay, phew. That means a desire that you want to control or you want to do something that it doesn't happen. The third kind of anger is an indignation that focuses on solving a problem. And that's where we all need to be. Rage, you see it happen. Somebody buries something in their lives for a period of time, and then explosion happens, as we've seen such critical situations that have happened in the United States. But most of us, the pharmaceutical industry makes a lot, billions and billions of dollars off of the resentment that's inside of our lives. Not somebody over yonder. Anybody ever had any resentments in your life? Please be honest. Come on. We've all had it. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Nah, joking. An issue did happen yesterday. What are the conditions that foster anger? Well, here's the kind of situations that happen. Where does anger come from? There's external situations which you and I have no control over. And we can't control what happens externally. Something happens. A loss of something or someone. I lost my dad. I had no control over that. I did get angry. I was angry at God. I was angry at the world. I was angry at everything. I had no control over that. So it was exterior. Now, I had control over what was going on inside of me. The threat of some kind or a competition. Ooh, that's girls. Give me a woo. Yeah, and when you get into the middle of competition, that rises up inside of you. My dad was a justice of the peace when he was able to work. And we played football against a neighboring town. And his son in the neighboring town, I was playing football against. And I whacked him right in the mouth and knocked his front teeth out. It was legitimate. It wasn't wrong, but I knocked his front teeth out. It was a shiver. So there's external things, but there's internal issues that all of us have to deal with. And that's when guilt comes in our lives about something that we did or something that we've done wrong. And it lays inside of our lives and it generates anger inside of us a lot of times. There's a helplessness sometimes over being unsupported in life. And I felt very unsupported when all of a sudden my dad was gone. Unrealistic expectations of God. Young ladies, sometimes you want this good-looking hunk. And you want him right now. You put an expectation. You say, God, give me that boyfriend. And you don't get that boyfriend. Or you don't get that girlfriend. Or you don't get that situation. And you put an unrealistic expectation on God. And so you get angry. There's sometimes aimlessness will come in our lives because we stuff anger inside of our lives. Now, let's look at wrong responses to anger. Anger, and this is found in the book of Matthew, where Jesus was talking with his disciples, his followers. He said, "Be angry with your brother." When we get angry with one another, don't just let it sit there. Because it can go to the next level. All of a sudden, words start to come out of your mouth. Insulting words. The Bible uses the term raka. It means you empty-headed idiot. That basically, you get angry at somebody and words come out of your mouth to demean. But the last begins. Sometimes when we get angry with somebody, we begin to assassinate their character. See, you are liable. You're responsible. Would you say that with me? I am responsible. Would you say it with me? I am responsible. You're responsible for the things, the anger and the things that happen inside of your life. And you need to take responsibility for that. You don't blame the other persons, and this is what happens. A lot of times we blame everybody else for what's going on in our own heart. We need to be responsible for the things that happen inside of our lives. Now, I'm going to do a little dialogue here. If we had a boxing match going on here, and in this corner is undefeated champion of the universe, Anger is his name. And everybody, yay, yay, yay. But in this corner, Jesus promises us that in this corner is more than a conqueror. Yay! So anger versus more than a conqueror. Who's going to win in your life? Who is going to win when it comes right down into the key situations of life? Are you going to let resentment just sit there and bubble, and then all of a sudden out of your mouth you begin to say things, you begin to do things? We don't want that. Jesus said we were called to be more than a conqueror. That's the calling for us. Not anger. Anger in this corner, undefeated is anger. We want to defeat anger in our lives. Now, in the Bible, there's terminology which is really good for us sometimes to say. There is a word called amen. And that word means it's true. Does anybody want anger to conquer them? No, you don't want anger to conquer you. But how many of you want to be more than a conqueror? And we can all say, amen. Say it out loud. Amen. Say it really loud. Amen. We want to be more than a conqueror over anger. Does this make sense? But let's look at it just a moment. All of a sudden, God gives us how we can become more than a conqueror. We sang the song tonight, higher than the mountains that I face. God is able to cause every single one of us to be conquerors over anger within our lives. My mom was because she went through a lot of different things, the loss of my dad, the sickness of my brother, many different kind of things. Her dad passed away when she was still in the womb, and she was an angry person. I loved her dearly, but sort of like, you know, when you turn the light on and there are cockroaches in the room, they scatter when you turn the light on. When my mom got angry, woo, we scattered like cockroaches. I mean, we hid. And look out when she got angry. Now, each one of us, we want to overcome this. Dana, how am I doing on time? We okay? I don't want to abuse your time. The Bible says, when angry, do not sin. And first of all, we need to realize that you will get angry in life. It's just part of life. It's an emotion that everybody has. It's important to just recognize that emotion will come up inside of you. So just realize it. You will get angry. When you get angry, the second thing is the Bible says, don't sin. The word sin means to miss the mark. In other words, we need to learn to aim at the problem rather than the person. Because when you're going to defeat something, you start aiming at the person and you go off on the person and you let your anger come out on the person. Now you got two problems. You had the first problem that was dealt with, and now you went off on the person. Now you got to heal that situation. So we need to learn this critical thing. When you angry, remember there was a person in the Olympics, top person, that was shooting at the target. Correct bullseye, but wrong target. He did not win the Olympics, the top sharpshooter, because he shot the wrong target. Shoot at the situation or the problem rather than the person. Say that with me. Shoot at the problem rather than the person. Because when we start shooting at the person, we're going to isolate and make more trouble. The next thing is, when you blow it, I didn't say if you blow it, I say when you blow it. Anybody ever, besides myself, ever blown it? Yes, we all do. When you blow it, resolve it quickly. In other words, don't let it sit there for a long time. Somehow problems grow when you don't deal with them. They just don't go away. So men, if you blast off at your friend, you blast off at your wife or at your husband, it's not going to go away. You need to solve that situation. And in that particular situation, you've got, and you've learned, especially the girls here that are their soccer team, you win with a good offense. You need a good defense. How many of you saw that Iolani Marino score? What was it, 15 to 18? Marino defeated Iolani. Sorry, Kevin. But we have to have a good offense. In other words, a plan. We got to get that ball. And we love important, good defense. But we got to get that ball and score if we're going to win. And here's the simple things about winning. First of all, in anger, learn to leave things to God. And I'm going to read this particular scripture. Never pay back evil for evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you're honest, clear through. Don't quarrel with anyone. Be at peace with everyone. Just as much as possible, dear friends, never avenge yourself. Leave that to God. We've got to learn to realize that God is big enough to take care of the situation. You and I getting angry, blowing off at somebody, is not going to solve the situation. Leave it to God. Can we say that together? Leave it to God. God says, and everybody look at me very closely, nobody ultimately gets away with wrong. Nobody. I don't care if they go in front of the courts of men and they get cleared. But when somebody has done wrong, they will pay. And God says, I will get revenge. If someone's done wrong and they've done you wrong, leave it to him. The second thing, and this is very critical. The power of forgiveness. Now, everybody look up here just a minute. Forgiveness means this. Let it go. Let it drop. Let it go. It's not worth it. But you know, you and I let it go, and then we pick it back up. And then I'm going to let it go. Oh, you remember what they did to me? Oh, I'm going to pick it back up again. And this is what the word forgiveness means. Let it go. Say it with me. Let it go. Say it loud. Let it go. Say it again. Let it go. Some things you're not going to get resolved. You got to just forgive and let it drop. Don't pick it back up. Guess what? When you pick it back up, it'll start going all. Why do you do it? Blah, 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 blah. And the last thing, the power of ministering in the opposite spirit. When you and I, someone does us wrong, it's important we learn to do something good to them rather than something evil to them. And Jesus declared these words through his servant. And listen to these. Don't take the law into your own hands. Instead, feed your enemy if he's hungry. If he's thirsty, stomp on him. No, that's not what the Bible says. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. There is a power, not only in forgiveness, but there's a power when you reach out and minister. But then you don't know what they did to me. You're right. I don't know what they did to you. But he does. And when you minister in the opposite spirit, you can affect people's lives in a tremendous way. Now, a simple message, but hard to do, right? I want you to do this with me real quickly. Let's just bow our heads. You know those kind of situations where something happened and you're really angry about it. It happens in life. I was fired from a job one time. And I didn't deserve to be fired. But I was fired anyway. Let it go. Leave it to God. Minister in the opposite spirit. Lord, you know the kind of situations that's happened in people's lives here. You know those issues that they have faced. And I just ask you tonight to come and encourage them and cause them to be able to rise up and to embrace you and to find forgiveness in their hearts and to learn to minister in the opposite spirit. We want to be more than conquerors. We don't want anger to conquer us. I pray especially for the young ones that are here, every single young man, young lady, that you give them the courage to embrace your way and to become more than conquerors. We pray this now in Christ's name. Amen.